time we discussed the Machlokas Rashi and Tosis as to what is the Mokar that Eid Echad is Neman Bisurin. Rashi writes that Eid Echad Neman Bisurin is learned from Afrosh's Truma, Shchita, Nikaragid, and Chelev, the fact that the Torah trusts people on Kashrus. He said maybe even there's a Pasuk for it, B'Shachar is Ben Abokar. But Tosis is troubled with that. Tosis says that even if Nikaragid and Chelev are not Biyado, there's no pasuk for Nikar Agid and Chaylev. It's a din, it's a halacha, but there's no pasuk. So how can that be a mukkah for the din? So Tosis says, no one to Eidach and Nambisurin. How do you know that Eidach is Nambisurin? V'yashlamad yalfina meinida v'yashinim v'kakamad v'safra lo atzman. We learned that Eidach and Nambisurin, according to Tosis, from Nida. As we pointed out the first day of this sugya, Tosis doesn't really mean Nida. V'safra lo is not talking about Nida. It's talking about Zava. There are two different halachas in the Torah. That a woman is a nida, once she starts seeing dam, whether she sees dam or doesn't see dam, she's a nida for 7 days. And then after 7 days, if she stops, she has to check herself to see that she's stopping. After she stops, she can go to the mikveh and she's tahara. But if she sees below es nida, so she sees in an abnormal time, when she's not supposed to be seeing dam, normally a woman only sees dam for 5-6 days during the month, and that's it. But she sees, continues to see dam at an abnormal time, then she becomes a Zava. A Zava Kitana. The din is, she's Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. That's really the halacha. She sees 1 day below Es Nidasa, she's a Zava Kitana. She's 2 days like that, still a Zava Kitana. She goes to the mikveh and she's the Hora. If she sees 3 days like that, so then she becomes a Zava Gedola. A Zava Gedola requires Sfira Zayin Nekiyim. She has to count 7 clean days. She's bodhik herself each and every day, make sure that she's clean. And then she becomes Tahara after that. We mentioned that our Noshim treat themselves always like a Zava Gedola. So for our purposes, we only talk about Zava. And Tosis knew that. That's a Gemara. So he refers to it as Nida, but he really means Zava. It's the same Halacha. For our purposes, it's the same Halacha. The Safrala is certainly talking about Zava. The Zav Tosis, how do you know that Eid Echad Neman Bisurin? You know it from Nida, because the woman is V'Safrala L'Atzma, she counts her Zayinikim, and she tells the husband that she's Tahora, and they can live together again. So what gives her the right to tell the husband that she's Tahora? It must be that she's Neman Bisurin. Vim Tomar Fractosis, and Kain Afilu Eschazik Yisura. The Gemara says that Eid Echad is Neman Bisurin only below Eschazik Yisura. That's our Gemara Gittin. The Gemara in Yevamos has a suffix about it, doesn't know. Maybe Eid Echad should be Neman Keneged Cheskas Yisura too, but our Gemara says no. Neman dafka shelo keneged chazaka. So, in fact, Tosfos, if you learn that Eid Echad Neman Bisurin from Nida, so Nida has a chazaka. So let's learn that Eid Echad should be Neman Bisurin even against the Cheskas Issa, if that's the makom. The Yishlama says Tosfos is not so fast. The Eina b'Cheskas Shetayroa Kol Shah, Uksha Avru Shiva Tahora Memela Velo Es Chazak Yisura, V'Gam B'Yod Olipo. That's a mouthful. Right? Tosfos says a lot of it. He says, first of all, she's not b'cheska sheteiroa kol shon. There's no chazaka she's going to see every moment. And after Zion, after 7 days, she's tahora memela, tahora memela. Like by itself, she gets to a status of tahora, status of tyra. What does that mean? I have to understand that. The lowest chazak yisura, he throws in the lowest chazak. He says, ain't b'cheska sheteiroa. She's tahora memela after shiva. So Velois Chazak Yisur seems to be working back to what he said in the beginning. Ain't a Becheska Shneiro. It's not a Chazak. V'gam B'yad Olipam. It's also B'yad Olipam. What kind of a kugel is this that Tosis is saying? Right? What's he presenting here? Tosis is saying that we see from our Gemara that Eid Echad is now B'Yisurin only Shelo Keneged Chazak. Aye, but if you're telling me the Makar that Eid Echad now B'Yisurin is from Nida, but Nida there's a Chazak. First Tosis seems to be saying that there's no chazak, but then he adds the other litpo. The other litpo is a monkey wrench that we didn't want to see. Right? Tosis had said the nemanis of the other was totally different. The new nemanis, as we explained, Tosis is working with the rush. The other is a new nemanis. The Tosis says you can't learn that the mocker that Eid Echad Neman Bisurin is from a precious chum and shchita because that's the other. That's a different nemanis. So what's he mentioning B'yad Olipo over here? Right? He says that maybe we should learn that Eid Echad is Neman Bisurin from Nida, but Nida is B'yad Olipo. He says, no, Nida is a Chazak Yisura, so how can you learn How can you learn the din from Nidus? He says, no, it's Biyad Lipa. But I thought you just told me Biyad is a different Emunah. So how can you learn that Erech and then be sent from Nidah? If Nidah requires Biyad Lipa, so how can you learn this as a Mukha for the Halacha? It's Mamash Apelim. How do we put together the pieces of Tosfos? It's clear that Tosfos is saying a fundamental Yisod. There's a lot in this line. The question is, how does it all come together? There's a famous Marsha in this Tosfos. Let's all turn to the Marsha. I was talking with some of the Talmidim during Seder about this Marsha. I want to read it together with you. We don't always read a Marsha together. This is a Marsha that you have to read together. To really work at this Marsha. There's so much here, but it's glat v'chalak. This is not like a difficult Marsha. It reads well, but you just have to read it carefully. What does he say? But also, Dibor, Sha'avu Shiva Tahara, the male, etc. L'chor ha'kosh efrekta marsha. Kevan de benida ika tarti de lo eschazik yisura v'gam b'yoda v'gam b'yoda hu hadron kush yosam l'duchte menolan de erecha nam b'yisura nafila b'lo eschazik yisura v'gam b'yoda. Efrekta marsha, if nida is a complicated business over here, right? She's lo eschazik yisura but also b'yoda, so doesn't the original kasha come back? How do you know that Eidach Hanema Bisur and even if Lois Chazak Yisura, that's the Mokar Tosis is trying to bring? Don't tell me Biyodah. Biyodah is a different Emanas. Tosis is trying to bring a Mokar that Eidach Hanema Bisur and even Lois Chazak Yisura. Lois Chazak Yisura and Biyodah. Pigon Sovik Shachelav Oshuman. Darminam Bishmaitin Dineman. If you tell me that Nida is Biyodah Lipo, so you haven't brought a Mokar that Eidach Hanema Bisur and Lois Chazak Yisura without Biyodah. This is Biyodah. So what's the Mokar? That's the Marsha's kasha. Our kasha. So what does he say? V'yesh lefarish divrayim mishum de benida ikatarti. The Marsha says what Tosfos is telling us is that nida really has two elements to it. There are tarti and nida. The tamea calls man sheroa. She's tamea as long as she sees dam. Ve'ain biyada livsog dam. She's not in control of stopping the dam. The dam just comes. The hormones are producing the dam. She's not in control of stopping the dam. That's a metzius that she's not in control of stopping. V'gam achakach hitameya ad shetitbo. But Zokta Marsha, this is another prat in Nida. There's noch a prat. What's the other prat? That even after she stops seeing dam, she's still tameya until she goes to the mikveh. What's the Marsha say? Tosis is alluding to the fact that there really are two chazakas by Nida. There are two chazakas by Nida. Two possible chazakas by Nida, I should say. You'll see why I'm saying it, right? There are two potential chazakas. One is Cheskas Roa. Cheskas Roa Dab. Meaning that she started seeing Dab, let's say on Sunday. So she's the Cheskas Roa. Once she started seeing Dham on Sunday, we assume that she's going to continue seeing Dham. Until we know for sure that she stopped seeing Dham. That's one Chazak. The other Chazak is the Cheskas Tova. The first Chazak, the Cheskas Roa, is a Chazak in the Metzias of the Isha, that she's continuing to see Dham. The other Chazak is a Chazak in Halacha, Cheskas Tova. She's Temeya. Once she starts seeing Dham, she's Temeya until she goes to the Mikvah. Dr. Marsha, Tosis is saying, making two points. He's addressing two different chazakas. The reality is that the first chazaka is not biyada. Ein biyada l'salek ha-chazaka. The second chazaka, it is biyada l'salek ha-chazaka. The cheskas roa, she doesn't, it's not biyada to get rid of that cheskas roa because she's seeing whatever she's seeing. She's not in control of whether she's seeing or not. That's a metzias. She's either seeing or not seeing. The cheskas tumah, then it is biyada l'salek. How can she be masalek the cheskas tumah by doing what? By going to the mikvah. Ayidei tefillah. Oh. So now, what's the answer? What's the answer over here? Is she nemenes? Is she not nemenes? Is there a chazak? Is there not a chazak? Zok to Marsha. This is what Tosis said. The mishum shi roa lo mikrias chazak yisura. Cheskas roa is a potential chazaka. It's only potential. It's takanata chazaka, says Tosis. Just because she started seeing dam, she's not becheskes isur. Kevin da'ina becheskes shira kol shah. She's not becheskes that she's going to see every moment. But because she started seeing dam, she's going to continue seeing dam. Why? She saw dam today. Because she saw dam today, she's going to see dam tomorrow. What does the re'i of today have to do with tomorrow? They're not related to each other. That's not called a chazaka. Chazaka means that you create a status quo, that something happened, and now we have a certain status, and the assumption is that status continues. It continues until it stops. What's the status of it? That she's going to see? She saw it today. The fact that she sees dam today is not a reason that she's going to see dam tomorrow. Right, let's say a person cuts themselves on their finger. What? So if he cuts himself on his finger today, he's going to cut himself on his finger tomorrow? Okay, I know. Nida, it's the same source of dam, right? But it's different capillaries. It's different dam. It's not the same dam. The dam that came out yesterday is not coming out today. So just because she saw dam one day doesn't mean that she's going to see dam the next day. That's not a chazor de b'chal, Tosfos says. Machmas riyasa hitahora memela achar zayin. Because of her riya, her ri'iya, she's tahora from the ri'iya. Be careful. She's tahora from the ri'iya, meaning she's no longer seeing dam. If you're telling me that she has like a negative status because she's seeing dam, that happens by itself, right? That she's not seeing dam. So she's tahora memela from that cheskas ri'iya. She's not tahora without going to the mikvah, but she's tahora from the ri'iya. Achazai. Ve'imi shum da dainaf achar she'en aroa es chazik yisura. What are you going to tell me? That there's still another cheskas iser tumeya. She's still tumeya. Mishim lo tovla. Hareyesh biyadalitpo. It's biyadalitpo. So it's the first chazaka, there's no chazaka at all, says Tosfos. It's the second chazaka, that's the chazaka, cheskas tuma, but biyadalisalek al yidei tvila. To marshav, ha'ashtanicha, the bain, lav biyadal below is chazik. The bain is chazik yisura, but who biyadal, equal a melech, shaper minita. Says the Marsha, this is what Tosis is saying. That really Nida has two chazakas. Two potential chazakas. She's becheskas roa. You think she's becheskas roa. You also think she's becheskas tuma. The reality is that the only way to get rid of the cheskas tuma is through biyada litba. So the makar that eidach adam and bisur and below is chazak yisura can't be derived from the second part of Nida. Because the second din of Nida, that she's nemenis to say that she's tahora and no longer becheskas tuma because she went to the mikvah, that's midin biyada. And that's a separate nemenis. Don't derive the eidach adam and bisurin by lois chazik yisura from the second part of Nida. That's a nemenis of biyada. Tosa says, but I can derive from the first part of Nida. What's the first chazak of Nida? Cheskas roa. So you would think, oh, she's becheskas roa, that's his chazak yisura. No, zok Tosfos, that's not called the chazak of bechlal. That's not a chazak of bechlal, because she's not becheskas shetei roa kol shah. She's not becheskas shetei roa kol shah. From that supposed chazak, purported chazak, we can derive that Eidachar is nemen bisurin by lois chazak yisura. Because that's Nida. Right? The fact that Nida's nemenis to say that she stopped seeing dam, she's nemenis about the mitzius that she stopped seeing dam, that's lowest chazak yisura, because the cheskas roa is not considered a chazak. Okay, so this is how Tosfos finds. Let's just read it again inside, now that we read it. Yishlomer deina becheskas shtei roa kol shah, uksha'avu shiva tahora memela, v'lowest chazak yisura. That's all one point. Right? Zok Tosfos, I can learn that Eidachad is nemen bisurin from Nida. From what part of Nida? From the cheskas roa. She's not becheskas roa. That's lois chazak yisura. You think Nida's is chazak yisura? No, it's a chazak yisura machmas den tuma. That she's only nemenes to say that she's not, that she's tahora because of biyado. I'm not deriving from that part of Nida. I'm deriving from the first din of Nida, that Eidachad is nemen bisurin, even below is chazak, because Nida's nemenes to say that she stopped seeing them. And that's not negative chazaka because there is no cheskas roa. The Marshal concludes that this idea, these two parts of Nida, is licked in the verit of the Rashba. Look at the Rashba. This is how the Rashba was learning the teretz of Tosfos. I mean, he gives his own teretz. He's not quoting Tosfos, but he has the same shakla v'tari as Tosfos has. The Rashba and the Kavitz. Rashba has Vilmaschal Emor. If Tomar Hussam in Olam, Nafgalon mi besofer lo vedarshinan lo la'atzma. Zim tomar imken afilu eschazik yisur ve'im biyod lo sakin namik yosam. Why shouldn't I learn that Eidach is then besurin even if it's chazik yisura? Even if it's chazik yisura, yesh lomar kevan didom ne'ah poskin memela v'yemei sfira bo'im me'ei lehen k'chatich ha'sofik chelif sofik shuman chashvin ala. The hashtag, the kamar tahorani lo es chazik yisura. He says, since the domim aposkin memela, they stop by themselves. The yemei sfira come by themselves. You stop seeing dam, and then her yemei sfira of zayin nekiim, seven clean days, but she's not seeing dam. They come by themselves. So that's like a chadicha sabikhel sabik shuma without his chazik yisur. The imi shum tevila havila keshchita to be odd l'sakin. The Rashba clearly says it's a second kasha. What will you say? But how can she be nemenes? How can she be nemenes? Don't you see she's nemenes against the cheskas tuma? So to that, the Rashba says, no, that's a different thing. She's nemenes because of the yado libo. But you see from the Rashba that he's addressing two parts of nida, the cheskas roa and the cheskas tuma. So Zokta Marsha, that's exactly what Tos is doing. Tos is saying the mokad that eidachad is nem b'surim below is chazik yisura. That's not learned from the yado. From the fact that biyoda libo, so therefore she's nemenes against the cheskas tuma. That's learned from the first part of nida, that she's nemenes to say that she stops seeing dam, because there is no chazaka that she's going to continue seeing dam. Question? Yes.
Are we assuming that within the Marsha, Tosis is still learning biyoda? Tosis is still learning biyoda like the Rosh?
Biyoda that it's about. Yeah, I think you have to say that because you don't. You don't need the Marsha for that. Tosus has some Rashi. If Tosus is learning like the Maria, so then what's the Kasha Rashi? So that can't change. That's not going to change over here. And Tosus is saying, I can learn from Nida, not from the part of Nida of Biyada. Taki can learn from that, just like I can learn from Afresh's Truman Shchita. But I can learn from the other part of Nida. Are you?
But isn't the Yisha being
Tobel
on the fact that she was the sufferer? So meaning the Biyada aspect of Nida is also connected back to the first part of Nida.
No, the other aspect is only explaining how she's nemenes to say that she's tahora, but it's not explaining how she's nemenes to say that the dam stopped.
So how
two parts? She has a double nemenes, the briska nemenes in Nida. Double nemenes. She's nemenes to say she stopped seeing dam, and she's nemenes to say that she's tahora. Tosis is deriving from the first, right? From the first nemenes that she's nemenes to say that she stops seeing that because there is no eschazik yisur about that.
But the sufra law sounds like she's actively, you know, she's the active one, not that she's being passive, which is what we're saying is the
The sufra law, like the Rashba, is that she's nemenes to start the Zayin Nekiyim. She's nemenes to say that I have a right to start the Zayin Nekiyim and I'm not going to see dam, because she knows she stopped. That's the part of the Sofrala that we're learning. Not that the Sofrala la'atma, the Sofrala shivas yamin, the achar titar means tvila. The Sofra is not tvila. The Sofra means that she's counting Zayin Nekiyim. How is she counting Zayin Nekiyim? She started seeing dam. How? She can only count it because she's believed to say that she stopped seeing dam. If not, it's not Zayin Nekiyim. The Sofrala is explaining why she is nemenes to say that she can start counting. Now, why is she nemenes to say that she's tahora? So it works out beautifully according to Tosis, actually. I mean, before you read the Tosis, I know our conception is that the Sofra law is like a code word. It's a code word for the whole pasuk. It means after the sphira, then she's tahora. But according to Tosis, mamish beautiful. No, the Ikar Makor is from the Sofra law, the fact that she can count the Zayin Nekiyim, and she's nemenes to say she stopped seeing dam, and the Zayin Nekiyim are taka Nekiyim. That could be pshat in Tosis, Daniel.
We say it's not chazaka just because she was raw once. Not chazaka. I mean, it's a new thing every day. But isn't that the whole thing about Nida, that once she starts, so she goes through a few days of bleeding and then she stops. So isn't each one a simon? Like once you start, it's a simon that you probably will see over the next couple of days.
Okay, so we have to talk about this chazaka. Right? Tosa says that ein becheskes shatei raw. So Daniel is bringing up the point, alluding to the fact, however you'll put it, right? He's alluding to the fact that it's a little strange, but we know she's going to continue seeing. Why is that not a chazaka? She's not becheska shetei ro. Right? That's how we explain with the Marsha and the Rashba. Not becheska shetei ro, but is she really not becheska shetei ro? What's the What is it about the Cheskas Roa that Tosfos says it's not a Chazaka? There really are two ways to explain Tosfos. Okay, once we have Pshat and Tosfos, I think we have Pshat and Tosfos, Marsha, Rashba, but now we have to take it one step deeper. Let's try to understand what is Tosfos really saying. What does it mean that the Cheskas Re'iyah is not a Chazaka? Question before we do this, or answer to this? No. Okay, no. Wait. Yeah, okay, so go ahead. Go ahead.
So why does he need to say the field thing at all?
Because he wants to explain, because everyone's going to ask, but I don't understand. The need is nemenes because of biyada litpol. So he wants to separate the biyada litpol from her nemenes to say that she stopped saying that. If he wouldn't mention biyada litpol, you'd say like, but he's not addressing what need is about. So he gives you the full picture. Once you have the full picture, so then you say, that's Zerecha Nehem Bisurin, not against the Chazaka. This is Zerecha Nehem Bisurin against the Chazaka, but Biyada. You put the picture together. So if you have both pictures, it clarifies the first part of the picture more, so it makes it easier for Tosfos. Question or answer to my question?
Potential answer.
Potential answer. Okay, so what does Tosfos mean that it's not Becheskes Roa? Go ahead.
Maybe because it's not Becheskes Roa after 7 days.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, like, okay, you might, like, the chazak is like, hey, I see you bleeding now, the chazak is going to be that after a certain amount of time, you're not going to be bleeding anymore.
What are you saying? You're saying this is a chazak, but it's not a chazak. It really is a chazak, but we do assume that she's going to continue.
Chazak is that only girls only bleed for 3 or 4 days.
So what are you saying? It is a chazak, but what?
Yeah.
It's a suya l'hishtanis, that's what you're saying.
Sure.
Yeah. The chazak is changing. So it really is the chazak. He's saying, what you're saying is Tosfos doesn't really mean to say Cheskas Roa is not a chazak. It means halachically it's not a chazak. It's a suya lehishtanos. It's changing naturally. Memela the dam is posed. The dam is stopping. So that's why it's not considered a chazak. That's how you want to learn Tosfos. That's not how the Shmaitzer learned Tosfos. So if you went to the Shmaitzer Sheva Brachas, there would have been a little bit of an argument. The Shev Shmaitzer learns Tosfos differently. He says that, no, Tosfos is saying something much simpler. This is our second Shmaitz in 2 days. We're mamash on a roll now. I'm not sure that we're going to see a Shmaitz every day, but we should at least savor it. Very good. It's not even a chazak yet, it's only two. That's my chokis. If you have a chazak with 2 times or 3 times, right, we paskin normally 3, except for certain cases, kaplonis and other things. Okay, enough for now.
I was thinking of
kaplonis. Okay, very good. So the Shmaitzer quotes the Marit. This is the Shmaitzer Gimel Perik Yud Aleph. The Marit has a shita that chazaka ha'asuya l'ishtanos ain't a chazaka. That's the Marit's shita, right? Any chazaka that's asuya l'ishtanos is not considered a chazaka. So the Shmaitzer says that it's not so clear that that's true. Maybe even if the chazak is a suya l'ishtanos, maybe it still is a chazak. It says, and don't bring me a raya from Tosfos and Gittin and Avbeis and Midbeis, because Tosfos and Gittin and Avbeis and Midbeis not talking about that at all. He quotes the Tosfos, and after quoting the Tosfos, he explains like this. Let's see. Oh. He quotes the Tosfos and he says, v'hainu. What does Tosfos mean? That ain't a becheskes shmira kol shav. Hainu, the avagah behuchzuk al yos roa gimel odal yamin, lo huchzuk al shetira kach la olam. V'lachen ki amar shepaska miliros eino neger chazak v'nemenes. Right? Just because she's seeing gimel odal yamin, that's not a chazaka that she's going to continue seeing. That's not a chazaka that she's going to continue seeing. V'hainu, the becheska say she says shamin and kevich neskachu kvar hoy say she says shavayim lechazaka zu kayemes ad shivar lecha she yatsa mecheska sarishona. Becheska say she says what? She was neskachu. It was kiddushin. Now she's an eshesish. So we assume she's the status of an eshesish until we find out otherwise. Aval benida, benida zeh, lo havi chazaka b'masheru asa yom echad shetira od, kevan de lemachar hu re'iyah acheres. What's the Shemaitza saying? He's saying the fact that she sees on Yom Echad is no chazaka that she's going to see l'machar. There's no relationship between the first re'iyah and the second re'iyah. It's a different re'iyah's dam. The fact that the woman is becheskas eishes ish, that's the same cheskas eishes ish that she had yesterday. She had a kiddush on January 1st, so she's becheskas eishes ish on January 1st, 2nd, 3rd, June 1st, September 1st. It's the same status. It's not a new status, same status. But when we're talking about the cheskas roa and metzias, cheskas roa metzias, the metzias of one day is not related to the next day. I know we think it's related. We think, well, she's a nida, she's saying dam, so it's all a hemshech of what she saw before. No, but it's no dam, it's different dam. The fact that she saw dam one day is unrelated to the next day. That's how the Shmaitz understands Tosfos. Eina b'cheska sh'teiroa kol shoa means that there's no, just because she saw today has nothing to do with her seeing tomorrow. So she sees tomorrow, we try to piece it together, right? We thread it together to make it seem as if, oh, it's a kemshech of what she did yesterday. But think about it logically, it's not really true. It's not that the re'iyah of the first day really is related to the re'iyah of the second day. So because it's not a chazaka, that's great. That's why she can be nemenes, because there's no eschazaki surah. That's how the Shmaitz understood Tosfos. Yes?
But first thing, each day requires an individual re'iyah. And can we just say it's only a vote to Lisa Kalon, that maybe after 3 days just going to continue? So even if you say it's a cheskas roa, it's not a chazaka to make her, and she's also, which would be the problem with Tosfos anyway.
So what are you saying? There's a roa that she's going to continue seeing now?
I'm saying even if you say it's a chazaka, you can say that chazaka is only going to be a roa. So
I don't think it's a roa either. I don't think it's anything. That's the Shmaitz is saying it's nothing. It's not even a rov that she's going to see. When we talk about a rubid lesser kama, that means that, you know, rov tinokos metapchos ba'ashba, most tinokos play around, right? So that's a rov in teva. This is a rov in teva that she's going to see past the first day? Why? What's the rov that she's going to see past the first day? She saw the first day. So it is true. I hear what you're saying. It's true. Most women see more than one day. That's true. That is true. But the fact that she saw the first day, that creates the rov that she's going to see tomorrow? The second re'iyah is not connected to the first re'iyah. It's not connected to the first re'iyah. Certainly it's not a chazaka. Yes, Will.
So we treat it differently by zava, right? Like there's three separate re'iyahs on consecutive days that make her a zava. Is that like a gzeiras hakasav? Is that there the re'iyahs from its to be one thing?
Yes. That's a gzeiras hakasav. That somehow it's different. It becomes a zava gedola. But there still isn't a chazaka there. It's that once you have the three re'iyahs, so then the Torah says she's a zava gedola and she needs to be a zainakim. But not because of chazaka.
That's not a chazaka.
It is a chazaka, but the point is, it's a chazaka in number. Once you have three, so that creates a chazaka, creates a pattern. But the pattern is only created after it happens. There's no assumption that it's going to happen. That there's a status quo. Shlomo Leib.
Can I just explain one more time? If we assume that most women will see that what the artist, why is that not really the next day?
We don't. Why is it not related to the next day? Most women are going to see. But how many days do most women see? Unclear. Some see 4 days, some see 5 days, some see 6 days. And some women see once 4 days, once 5 days. She's not becheskas roa that she's going to continue seeing for 7 days. That's for sure. That's for sure. So just because she saw dam doesn't mean that she's going to see tomorrow. Right? So if she says, I stopped seeing dam, that's not against the chazaka. The lashon that they use is she's not becheska sheteiroa laolam. She's not going to see forever. She is going to stop, and she's going to stop mistama before 7 days. That's what most people do. I mean, that's the point of the pasuk. If it's below es nidasa, if she sees more than 7 days, that's considered abnormal. She's not supposed to see more than 7 days. So what kind of a chazak is that? The fact that she saw it doesn't mean that it's going to continue. So the whole chazaka, the way the Shmaitz is learning is just because she had a re'iyah today doesn't mean she's going to have a re'iyah tomorrow. Just because she had a re'iyah on day 4, doesn't mean she's going to have a re'iyah on day 5. So it's not that it's a suya lehishtanos, that it's changing. It's better than that. It's even more than that. It's not a chazaka b'chalal. It's not a chazaka b'chalal because her re'iyah on day 4 doesn't create any assumption that it's going to continue to day 5. So why should that be considered a chazaka at all? Yes?
Can we use what Will said to answer the question? That it's, even though it happens a lot of times that there are going to be days that are consecutive, but we have to don each day separately to determine what she is. So we can't go based on chazaka.
Why do we don each day?
To see if she's a nida, if she's a zava. So
no, but for the first 7 days, she can't become a zava.
Right, I mean, you have to see first how many days she's going to be in order to really determine.
Yeah, but that, but you don't have to see how many days she's seeing. The reality is anida for 7 days, whether she sees or doesn't see. Even if she stops after the second day, she has to wait until 7 days to go to the mikvah.
Right, but I mean, if we're going based on the pasuk, is saying the sufferla, and it's saying
the sufferla is talking about zava. It's not talking about nida. But that's talking about the zayin akiyim. We're saying when she sees, she can't go to the mikvah until she stops seeing them. Right, so is she nemenes to say she stopped seeing dam? So is there a chazaka that she should continue seeing dam? The answer is, it's not a chazaka. That's how the Shmaitz understood. It's not really a chazaka. It's not a chazaka. This is how the Shmaitz understood Tosfos. The Beis Halevi points out that from the Rashba, you get a little bit of a different impression. From the Rashba, it would seem as though maybe he's learning like the Marit. That same Rashba. Gotta be medayek in that Rashba. What does he say? He says, "Kevin, the Domea Poskin Memela, the May Sirasa Botin, May Lehem, Kehatiha Savik Hale, Savik Shuman, Hashvin and Love." Hashi the Kamatorani, Lois Hazgi Sir. What's the Lush of the Rashba? What does he pick up on? That it stops by itself. Posek Memela, Poskin Memela. The Rashba picks up on the point that the dam stops by itself. Doesn't say Eina Becheska Shetero Kol Shom. Says the dam stops by itself. What does that mean? The dam stops by itself. Says Beis Halevi says that the Rashba seems to be learning like Zakamen. Rashba didn't know Zakamen, but if he knew him, he'd be very happy with him. Right? But from the Rashba, you get the impression that it's not that the Chazaka Cheskes wasn't a Chazaka. No, it's a Suyel Hishtanos. So. That's why it's not a chazaka. Like the marit, that a chazaka that's a suya l'shtanos is never considered a chazaka. The emes is that Tosis and Yevomis also talks about this. Tosis and Yevomis on that Pechesam and Aleph keep on referring to that sugya. Let's see the lashon of Tosis and see how he's learning. Bari li d'shulman mehem. Maybe we should say that Eidachar is down to Yisrael even connected Chazaka. The Amari Nida Nihisha Achshav Rasa Mikamakam Lois Chazaki Sura Shetira Laolam. Notice he doesn't even talk about the other little. He's focused on the Iker. The Iker is the Cheskas Ro. So Zotosis in Yevamis, B'shem Dari, no, Nida, even though she sees now, it's Lois Chazak Yisur Shetira La'olam. What's Tosis in Yevamis picking up on? That there's no Chazaka that she's going to continue to see. Not that Memela it stops. Tosis in Yevamis seems to be learning more like the Shmaitz, right? That it's not a Chazaka at all, just because she saw day one, day two, day three, doesn't mean she's going to continue seeing forever. The key is not that it's asuya leishtanos, but rather that it's not a chazaka bechalal, because one day is not related to the other day. She's not going to see forever just because she's seeing now. What's interesting is that if you pedal back to Tosfos, what does Tosfos really say? Let's go back to our Tosfos. All of these Rishonim, Achronim, where they're all helping us to try to understand our Tosfos. Our job is to understand our Tosfos. So what does our Tosfos say? Now that we've seen all the lashonas of the Rishonim, let's see what Tosfos says. Yeshlama de'ena b'cheska sheteira kol shah. Sheavu shiva Torah memeila v'lo eschazik yisura. So what does Tosfos say? It's the classical mahalach, right? Well, what does Tosfos do? He makes a kogel. I don't know what kogel, but he makes a kogel. Right? Doesn't he say both points? Isn't he mentioning both points? Right? He first says ena b'cheska sheteira kol shah. She's Tahora Memela. Tahora Memela, meaning she's Tahora from the status of Roa Memela. That's why it's not as Chazak Yisura. The other lipo is a different issue. So what's the pshat? Is it like the Shmaitz or like the Beis Halevi? Like what's going on over here? Tosfos says both of them. Tosfos both of them. So apparently, the answer is that the Shmaitz understood that even though he does mention Memela at the end, because he starts off by saying, Eina b'cheska sh'teiro kol sho, he says that klar, that's what made the Shmaitza believe that the real Yisod in Tosis is that the Cheskas Ruah is not a Chazak at all. Not that because it's changing, it's not a Chazak. No, Sui Lishtanos could be a Chazak. This is not a Chazak Bechlal because she's not Becheskas. Just because she sees one day, 2 days, doesn't mean she's going to see the next day. It's Poshet not a Chazak Bechlal. We don't have to get to the second stage. No, it's changing. Memela. No, we don't even need that. So even though he does mention it, that's not the ikar of his sheet. That's apparently how the Shmaya says on this thing. We already met this idea that a chazaka suya l'shtanos might not be a good chazaka. We met this in our travels in Kiddushin yesterday. Right? We talked about a Gemara in Kiddushin and a Tosfos. So now let's try to look at that Tosfos more deeply and see what really is going on between the Tosfos and the Peyashu and some of the other Rishonim. What was that sugi again? So from Samar Gimel on the basis of Samar Dali, the Gemara talks about Namonos of a father to discuss the godless of his child. You can say that his son is bar mitzvah, the daughter is bas mitzvah. He's neman le'nedarim, le'charamim, le'kdeshos, le'erchim, etc. He's neman for isurim. Why is the father neman? So we quoted the Shulta Gibarim hold yakir yakir ren alachem, a special nemanus of the father. But Tosa says no, the erecha neman b'isurim. It's a regular din. The father has a special nemanus over here because he's dayak tfei. He's the one who's medayak on the years of his child, so that's why the nemanus is given to him. So frektosis tema ha'ein neman el b'davish abiyadom, and we explain that means the following: that since there's a cheskas katnus over here, the child has a cheskas katnus. How can the father be neman? Even if we'll say that Erechot is Neman B'Yisurim, but he's not Neman Keneged HaChazaka, unless it's B'Yadam. And here it's not B'Yadam. It's not B'Yad the father to make the child into a Gadol. So how does the father have any Nemanis? So the Yishlama Tosis answers, came in the Sofuli Gadol, Asur Kedav Shebi'Yadam. Since Sofuli Gadol, it's a natural process that the child is getting older, the Chazal made it. Asa'uhu, they made it like a Dav Shebi'Yadam. Sounds like it's a Din D'Rabbon. And I mentioned that that's the way that the Pnei Yeshua learns. In the Pnim of the Sefer here on Samach Dalit, he learns that it's a din d'rabbana. Nemonis mid'rabbana that they give to the father. Nemonis mid'rabbana. The Pnei Yeshua in the Kuntres Achron says differently. I'm not sure if we presented it exactly the way we should have. Right? The Pnei Yeshua says, Lulei divrei HaTosfos. He says clearly that he's not explaining Tosfos. In the Pnim of the Sefer, he says from Tosfos, you get the impression that it's a din d'rabbana. Asa uhu kedav shebi'yadam. But in the Kuntres Achron, he says, Lulei divrei HaTosfos. I'll give you a different pshat. It's not asa uhu kedav shebi'yadam. Not just asa maybe midin mitzad hadin, he has nemanus. This peshu I gave you in this packet. Yeah, page 3, packet number 7. Even if you didn't see the peshu, just look on with me. It's a short piece. Amnam kain lulei divrei HaTosfos hazeh nirali the cheskas katnus lo avi chazaka d'amir. The child is constantly growing, so the cheskas katnus is not a chazaka gemara. The ef shalomar kamoshu afsho kamochen hayim mikodem. You can't say necessarily that the same way that he was before, he still continues to be now. Can't be. So it's not a chazaka. The afagav the kol chazaka. Afalpi shasu yelishtanos afilu achim mikri chazaka. Listen up. What did Pnei Yeshua just say? Even if you'll say the chazaka shasu yelishtanos is a good chazaka against the marid, it is a good chazaka. It's somewhat of a chazaka. Nira dahainu daka b'davar shasu yelishtanos b'safek. If it's asu yelishtanos b'safek, let's say a mikvah. Mikvah shenimdad v'nimtzachas. You have a mikvah that you measured. And the mikveh had more than 40 sa, but we know evaporation is natural, it happens. But it's a suffix, we don't know that it's mishtana, we don't know that it evaporated so much that, let's say, I don't know, it's 25 sa above where it has to be. 25 sa evaporation is a lot. Right? So if it's only a suffix, if it's mishtana, so then that chazak is a good chazak as a good Yeshua. Mashenkin, hachashah shinu hu bevadai. Here the shinu is bevadai. We know the child is growing. The shinu is growing. Shevachol eiz verega hakotan holei vagadol. He is absolutely growing. Right? One thing that's for sure is that he's not going to be the same age in another minute that he was a minute before. Right? He's 1 minute older. He's always growing. Right, even if you'll say chazaka shasuya leishtanos is a good chazaka, that's only if it's asuya leishtanos misafik. There's a good chance it's changing. It's a changeable type of thing. Misafik. But here it's changing, it is changing. By definition it's changing. So by definition it's changing, that's not a chazaka gemurah. Dr. Penashuv, him came lefi zeh, Havit Tzrich and Latari. Tosis didn't have to say. Havit Tzrich and Latari. It's Nami Hocha, Kevin Shosof, Ali Godom, Asa Ukadav Shabiyado. He didn't need the Din Drabbon and Asa Ukadav Shabiyado. El at the Tvei Havalei Lefarish, Kevin Shosof, Ali Godom, Asa Uhu Kadav Shein Lo Chazoka, Lo Isav Lo Heta. The answer is Poshut, that your whole Kasha is, how can the father be Neman Itzdach against the Chazoka? Even if we'll say that Eid Echad is Neman Bisum, but Stavka, Shaloka Negra Chazaka, here there is a Chazaka of Cheskas Kanas, how can he be Neman? The Tosis invokes Biyado. What is he Biyado for, Fractor Pnei Yeshua? Asa U Kadavisha Biyado, it is Biyado. It's not Biyado, but I'm saying Asa U Kadavisha Biyado, what does he need that for? Just say Pashut. It's like there's no Chazaka. Cheskas Katnas is like there's no Chazaka. It's a Suya Lehishtanas for Vadai, so therefore there's no Chazaka. The father's neman, shalom keneged hachazaka. So there's no kasha to begin with. So the mamash no kasha to begin with. That's the Pnei Yeshua's tense. That there's no chazaka to begin with. Chazaka she'asuya lehishtanos bevadai. So the Pnei Yeshua, that's not called a chazaka. Be'emes, that's really what the Tosus HaRosh answers. Tosus HaRosh preceded the Pnei Yeshua. One of the Rishon, the Tosus HaRosh there on the sugya with Tosus. Tosus HaRosh, page earlier, page 2, before page 3 in the Pnei Yeshua. Tosus HaRosh is the kasha of Tosus. He says, Yeshlomar, the shiny hocha shme'elov nasa gadol, me'elov nasa gadol, hilkov bakal, yesh lanu v'hamino, lo tzio mecheskas kata. Since me'elav nasa godol, that's how the father is nema to be motzim from cheskas katnas. What's he saying? It's asuya lehishtanos. Me'elav is nasa godol. It's asuya lehishtanos. That's not called a chazaka. So the father is neman. It's interesting, Lashon. He says to be motzim from cheskas katnas. He really means it's not called a chazaka then. So that's why the father is neman, because he's not really going against the chazaka. What's interesting is Tosus didn't give that answer. Tosus didn't give that answer. He needed to stand on his head. Right? Tosus is clearly saying a chiddush. It's like, Asa'u, Kadavish HaBiyadu, it's a din Rabbanan, they made it like a Biyadu. What does he need that for? Drabbanan's, Drabbanan, we're talking Daraisa, Me'ikar Adin, like what's Tosus saying? What's Tosus saying? What's the answer? What was Tosus thinking? Chazaka, even if it's Asuya Leishtanos, Habi Chazaka. It's Havi Chazaka. It's Asuya Leishtanos, okay, Shkayach, but it's still considered a Chazaka. Like the Shmaitzen. Tosus was assuming, like Tosus in Gittin. Right? That a Chazaka, even if it's Asuya Leishtanos, it still is a Chazaka. If it still is a Chazaka, then the Kasha of life shver, the Kasha remains. But how is the father going to be Nema? The Tosus Rosh says, no, it's not a Chazaka, like the Marid. But Tosa is not like that. Even if it's changing, it still is considered a chazaka. So why is the father going to be Neman? The answer is, Asa'uhu Kedavah Shabiyad. That's why Tosa needed this Dindra Abonin, because he's assuming the other way. He's assuming that a chazaka, even if it's Asuya Leishtanos, it still is considered a good chazaka. So that's why he needed his special Dindra Abonin to explain why the father should be Neman about the godless of his child. Questions? Right, but the Tosin Kiddushin is not the whole of the Tosin Gittin. It's two different sectors, so we sometimes find that they're different. But here,
According to the Shmaitzes understanding of Tosin again, it works out beautifully, right? The two Tosin are together. Because the key to Tosin Gittin is that the Cheska Shor is not a Chazaka B'chlal.
The other hand,
the second Chazaka is considered
to be a
Chazaka,
even though it's a
Suri Shtanos. Which second Chazaka is a
Suri
Shtanos? Cheska Shor is not a Suri Shtanos. No, he doesn't. That makes sense. It's not a Suri Shtanos. The Cheska Shor is going to remain forever until she goes to the mikvah. She got to go to the mikvah. It's not a Suri.
He says that's a Suri Shtanos.
What is he saying?
Last line.
Ella. Beer divrei Ramban. Hari mavur mi divrei Tosfos Ramban. The chazaka hatsiyu leishtanas havelei chazaka. Ika avagav diyodua sheyishlemu yemei tumasa. No. אפילו הוכי הבי חזק, אבי שידוע שיישנו מימי תומאסה, אפילו הוכי הבי חזק. וזה כל סותיים אחרי המליאה שיכולת למנת בסביר. I gotta look at that more carefully. I'm not sure I understand what he's saying. I'm just not sure. I gotta look at that. I gotta take a look. Okay. Yes. What kind of chazak is a chazak in the rice that we're saying? Tosa says, that means the cheska is not a chazak. It's not a chazak, then we don't have to be worried about it. There's no din d'oraisa on something that's not a chazak.
But in the case of
the
father and his child, it's a chazak in the rice.
According to whom? According to which rishon?
According to
Tosfos.
Yeah. So it's a chazak
in the rice, but it's not a chazak in the rabbana. It's a suya leishtanos, but chazal made it like a davar shaviyadam. We need someone to be able to identify the age of the child, because if not, so how are we going to know the age of the child? So Chazal gave an emunah to the father. He made it like a Dor Shavi Yadav. Minatora, he shouldn't be neman, because it's against the Chazaka, but because they made it like a Dor Shavi Yadav, so that's why he's going
to
be neman. That's
a
Nidra
Abba. What? It's a comment they had to make in order to...
Yeah. Because we need someone to be able to identify the age of the child. Yes?
Why is the father believed? Isn't he a Karub?
That's a good question. Some of the Achronim talk about that. Right? That's a chiddush, but if you learn that it's a din d'rabbanan, so then it's no problem. Right? If you learn that it's a din d'araisa, so it's more of a problem. But it could be surim is different. Eid echad is never be surim, even if he's a karov. Right, a person's mother can tell them that the food is kosher. Right, so even though the mother's a karov, so how can you listen to your mother? You should listen to your mother.
Safra also
with it, right? Yishan baila. So you see, eid echad neman be surim applies even to karov. Yes.
I'm wondering why we still not bothered by why Tosfos didn't say Pnei Yeshua, because in Gittin, what you're saying was that this suffix that is definitely going to change. I mean, she's definitely going to stop seeing blood at some point. Like Pnei Yeshua is saying, even according to those that say that you're not going to, even those according to say that it's not a chazaka, if it's Asur Yeshdanas, when it's Vadai, they will say it's... It will say it is.
And it's not a chazaka.
Not a chazaka.
All right, so the Pnei Yeshua could learn that Cheskas Roa is not a chazaka because it's a Seil Yishtanos. You're right. You're right. But the question is Tosfos picking up on that? Tosfos might be saying something more fundamental. Tosfos might be saying that no, it's not a chazaka b'chlam. That's the Shaila. What exactly is Tosfos saying? Right? That's a good point. Okay, why don't we stop over here? I don't want to push too much in. Okay, we still have a major section that we have to do. Right, we talked about Tosfos, right? That Eidach and Embisun is derived from Liga. Obviously, the conclusion to the Sugya, to come full circle, what we have to do is we have to go back to Rashi. Tosfos explained why he didn't like Rashi's Mokka. But now we have to understand why didn't Rashi like Tosfos' Mokka?
Okay, for that you have to look at another Tosfos. Tosfos de Maskal Havi. Look at that Tosfos. It's a very important Havi that Tosfos has, and we're going to plug that back into Rashi to explain why Rashi didn't learn like Tosfos to derive from the